In recent years, Britney Spears has become a tabloid fixture for her marital and child custody problems. Her public behavior has overshadowed her music career. Rock critic Ken Tucker says while it's impossible not to think about Spears' current image and image problems, the music she makes on her new album Blackout, her first studio album since 2003, is well worth listening to.
10 p.m. to 4, and I came to hit the floor. Well, I thought you knew before, but if you don't, then now you know. Yo, tonight I'm about to mash, make them other chicks so mad. I'm about to shake my ass, snatch that boy.
You're so fast.
Come at me and you, doing how we do. Till the floor up, 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 till I'm gonna make a roll. They wanna know, tell them how to roll. They wanna look, we can give them a encore. Make it up.
That song, Freak Show, arrives about midway through Britney Spears' new album. It addresses, with the help of five other credited writers, what she suspects, fears, and glories in what she's become to a large part of the audience that is interested in her. I'm going to hazard a guess here and say you probably aren't. So why am I reviewing Blackout? Because it is, against all odds, a good album. A good pop album for those of us who consume most of our music at home or in the car. And from the trade music publications I read, a good dance club album for those of you who go out at night and use music for fun and courtship. It tickles my ears to listen to the clever use of technology amassed to construct Britney's further disquisition on fame and its hazards, a song called Piece of Me. Listen to the Swedish production duo that calls itself Bloodshy and Avant. They produced Spears' terrific 2003 single, Toxic. Now, they contrast Britney's sly complaint with witty jingle jangles and an inexorable, irresistible beat.
I'm a American dream since I was 17. Don't matter if I step on the scene or sneak away to the Philippines. They still gon' put pictures of my derriere in the magazine. You want a piece of me? You want a piece of me? It's bad media karma, another day. The drama, guess I can't see the harm in working and being a mom. And with a kid on my arm, I'm still an exception. And you want a piece of me? I'm Mrs. Lifestyle, the rich and famous.
You want a piece of me?
I'm Mrs. Oh my god, that Britney shameless.
You want a piece of me?
I'm Mrs. Extra, extra, it's just in.
You want a piece of me?
I'm Mrs. She's too big, now she's too thin.
You want a piece of me?
Piece of Me offers sound effects pleasures mingling with Spears' mixed emotions. She says with some resentment, or is it pride, quote, I've been Miss American Dream since I was 17. She refers to her media overexposure with the phrase, my derriere in a magazine, derriere used to avoid an FCC fine and make the meter in the line scan properly. Who says she isn't mindful of craft, even if she isn't actually writing the song? Britney's voice is heard in two variations over the course of Blackout, a low, slurry growl, as on Piece of Me, and a high-pitched, electronically distorted squeal on a song such as Hot as Ice. To object to the fact that Hot as Ice, with its refrain, I'm as hot as ice, makes no sense, is like objecting to the fact that The Simpsons are cartoonish. For Britney, lyrics are either undisguised message blasts sent out to those she loves or hates, or mere syllables she uses to make pleasant noises. Hot as Ice is one of the latter. Her opening exclamations are as crucial to the catchiness as any of the instruments that surround her.
Sexy things, all you do is look at me. It's a disgrace. What's running through my mind is you up in my face. Yeah. Your voice is like music.
With its martial beat and baby, baby, baby chorus, that song, Ooh Ooh Baby, combines with the earlier song, Piece of Me, to suggest just how mechanical Spears feels, going through the motions of being a pop star. In Piece of Me, she refers to herself as Miss Bad Media Karma, a phrase that signals a soul denying self-reflection, a persona that's close to, as her album title puts it, blacking out. She makes interesting music about feeling trapped in a miserable period in her career, and perhaps, or is that certainly, in her life. As a portrait of an artist who feels played out, lacking in new life experiences that might inspire new subjects for her music, as well as new reasons to live, Blackout is thoroughly convincing. It has the very authenticity that Britney haters claim she lacks. It thus makes her impossible to dismiss.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Britney Spears' new album, Blackout.